the main part of the houses were identical. And they were built on the old frontier style, you know, that started out as a one-room cabin with a front and back porch, you know, and a loft. Then they put the dog trot between, just an open, covered porch, but open on each end, and built another cabin on two rooms on each side. And then put the porch across the front, and the porch all the way across the back. Later, the family grew, they closed in the back porch and made in the north wall of the dog trot. Then it was open to the south. And they closed in the back porch and made additional rooms. And then, of course, the kitchen was separate from the house, maybe some places connected by a covered passageway. And they lived in, my father and his brothers and sisters and grandmother, after my grandfather died in 1886, they lived in that house, and my father then built the big house. It was called the mansion. It was a 22-room house with gingerbread roof and all of that stuff, all of the Jim Crow things. I've got pictures of all of those houses, both houses. And they... they finished that house in 1897. And the iron fence had the name Gibbs on it in 1898, which went around it in 1898. I still have the old iron fence, but there was no way we could convert those high ceiling rooms. And there was it was built on the Spanish style, that house was, the second house, big house. And there was a hallway, a tiled hallway, and the rooms all around it.
Could you draw a floor plan sketch of that while you tell me about it?
Mm-hmm.
I'd really interest me.
I don't know whether I'm not very good at drawing.
Not to detail. not to scale.
That was the living room. Then there was a bedroom. And it's all out of scale, of course, with a bath between. And it was 2.5 stories high. This was the dining room, bedroom, bath.
And this was built when?
1897. Finished in 1897. This was the dining room and the... there's a little breakfast room in here and some storerooms and the kitchen, the back porch that came around, and the back porch here, stained glass windows in the back, and there's a little entry hall that, and this I guess you just call the living room. And then there's this porch, a gallery as it was called then, went around three sides of the house.
What held it up? Did it have a roof on it?
Oh, yeah. It came out, and there were little balconies sort of off of several of the rooms.